On behalf of the faculty and staff of Eastern Mennonite University, I welcome all of you to this celebration. To the class of 2008, this is your day, the 90th commencement of Eastern Mennonite University. We extend a special welcome to family and friends of this class. We welcome you to join in celebrating the educational achievements of these graduates of EMU. Our graduates know full well that your full support has been an integral part of their college success, culminating in this celebration of their accomplishments. In this commencement exercise, we send you forth as 2008 graduates to new communities, to new opportunities, and we pray that you will continue to experience Christ and follow his call to witness faithfully, serve compassionately, and walk boldly in the way of nonviolence and peace. We know that this mission is frequently not popular, that we have not provided you with perfect answers for the journey. But we pray that in our time together, we have also learned some things that will make us a better university, and you a better follower of the God who created us all and who seeks to be in communion with all his creation. Susan Godshall of Mount Joy, Pennsylvania, and chair of the EMU Board of Trustees, will lead in our opening prayer of invocation.
Let's join in prayer. On this festive day, O God, we are surrounded by your holy presence in the beauty of blossoms bursting forth around us, in the gathering of your people to honor these graduates, and in the journey of our lives that has brought us to this day. Gracious God, we praise you as the Creator, the Christ, the Spirit of Truth. Your ways are beyond our knowing. In wisdom you have made all things. The earth is full of your goodness. In your mercy you bring good news to the poor. You provide release to the captives. You comfort the sorrowing. You give strength in our weakness. You disarm evil with your peace. Receive our thanksgiving that your word is truth, that your guidance has led our school these 90 years, that your gifts are visible in the achievements of this class of 2008, and that your grace enables continued growth, and that your loving presence goes with us always. On this commencement day, be among us, open us to hear your voice, to choose and follow your way. Stir us to do your work, and send your spirit into our midst, filling us with the promise of new life. Hear this our prayer, O God. Amen.
The graduates' perspectives today will be given by undergraduate students Emmy Oda and Jared Lyons. Joseph H. Morris will speak on behalf of the Adult Degree Completion Program, and Jacqueline C. Bullenau will speak on behalf of the graduate programs.
Wow. Good afternoon to everyone here. Thank you so much for being present here today. It means so much to me, and I'm sure it means a lot to those of us who are graduating. And I would just like to take some time to give a round of applause to God, who has kept the rain from coming this afternoon. So I wrote this speech yesterday, and I was going over it really briefly this morning over in Park Woods. And something happened to me that has never happened to me before. A bird pooped on me. Now, I don't know if the bird was trying to tell me something about my speech or if it was like a God bless you. This is how we communicate our blessing in bird language. But anyway, here it goes. Basically, I have so many stories that I want to share with you today, but I've just chosen one. When I came to EMU as a freshman, not knowing much about the Mennonites and not knowing much about the American culture because I hadn't lived in the States since I was 3 years old, I encountered many things that shocked me or I found very fascinating. One idea that really fascinated me was this idea of the so-called Mennonite game. Now, I do remember looking up Mennonite game on Wikipedia, and it failed me. I mean, nothing's perfect, but I was shocked. So I asked somebody, and I eventually found out what it meant, and those of you who have been in this community long enough know what the Mennonite game is. Anyway, so over the years, I've been very humored by observing people who were total strangers a second ago, who by tracing back their lineage, discover that their second cousins or that their cousin is married to their uncle's cousin or that their son once made apple butter on their sister's uncle's grandfather's farm. It's just like, wow, this is entertaining for you guys. Great. So the funny story is, during my time here at EMU, especially during my freshman and sophomore year, when I went church hopping from one Mennonite church to another, something happened to me over and over again. Some Mennonites tried to force me into the Mennonite circle, not by offering me their sons to marry, mind you. But this is a typical conversation that I would have with someone, especially someone much older than me who was a Mennonite. So this is at the end of the church. Hi, how are you? What's your name? Hi, I'm Emmy. Nice to meet you. Oh, Emmy, as in short for Emily? No, just Emmy. Oh, interesting. So what did you say your last name was? I didn't say my last name, actually. It's Oda. Oh, Yoder! No, actually not Yoder. Oh, I know thousands of Yoders! No, it's Oda, as in Japanese for small rice field. But sometimes I wouldn't correct them because there was so much sparkle in their eyes, and I guess that's how you win the Mennonite game, by making connections. But anyway, I learned a couple things from this. One was that Mennonites can't help it. They love the Mennonite game, along with Dutch Blitz and apple butter and other wonderful things that have started to grow on me since I've been here. But one is, you could say a moral of the story, I guess, is that we can even play a better game called the human game. And if you can take away one thing from my talk right now, it's that we're all connected in some way. And we're connected more obviously to some than others, but nevertheless, we're all connected. We are all created by the same creator. If we can remember this, the world, I assure you, would look like a very different place. Jesus meant it when he said, love your neighbor as yourself. At our senior banquet, I realized that I don't know many of you very well. I wish I had the courage to talk to you and get to know all of you. And I'm sure that I would have liked each and every one of you. Because that's what happens when you share your story with someone else. And you really listen to that person. You become a part of that person, and that person becomes a part of you. And in such a way, EMU will always be a part of you, and you will always be a part of EMU. As a Justice, Peace, and Conflict Studies major, I can tell you that the most valuable ingredient to peace building is building relationships. To quote our very own ministry assistant, Brad Kolb's This I Believe statement, I believe we are built for relationships. I believe in the power of relationships. The message of the world is independence and strength, but the message of Christ is interdependence and brokenness. I am here to say, too, that all life really boils down to is relationships with each other, with our Creator, and with creation. Don't worry, I'm almost kind of done. Before I left home for the first time to come to EMU, my grandmother gave me some words. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Remember, God doesn't have plans to harm you, but to give you hope and a future. When we struggle with different issues, and God knows we do, when we can't believe in God or in love or in other good things like we used to, Know that someone out there, a friend, a family member, will believe for you, and that's okay. It's okay to rely on others. This is the essence of community, and let's not forget it. One last thing. As we go from here into the real world to become super rich because we want to remain Doug Nice's favorite class and become awesome donors, I hope that you can find time in your life to really listen to your inner voice, to find your vocation. I hope that your vocation will be something that will make you come alive, because the world needs people who have come alive. May you become more and more alive each day, carrying the memories from here and making new ones, learning from your mistakes that you made yesterday to improve today and tomorrow. God bless you all. This has been an incredibly emotional weekend. I'm sure you're all very tired. For most of us, enjoy never having to write a graded paper again. And go party! Thank you.
I would first like to thank my graduating class for giving me the honor to speak this afternoon to you guys. I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. I truly believe that God strategically places us environments in which we can grow and succeed. I stand here today finding no coincidence that Emmy and I were in the same speech class together sophomore year. 2 years later, we're standing here giving the perspective speech at our graduation using the tools JB taught us. Almost 4 years ago to this date, I received a letter from EMU that stated the following. April 23rd, 2004. Dear Jared, congratulations. The admission committee has granted you admission for the 2004-2005 academic year. On behalf of Eastern Mennonite University, I welcome you to this community of learning and faith. The knowledge that you acquire and the relationships you develop will be for a lifetime. I find it no coincidence that I did not throw this letter out after reading it like I do most of the letters that EMU sends, because they're mostly bills. But that last sentence in the paragraph is what sticks out to me the most. The knowledge that you acquire and the relationships you develop will last for a lifetime. I find it nearly impossible to cram 4 years of excitement, trials, tribulations, and relationships into 3 short minutes. I will share with you briefly the lessons that I've learned while at EMU. I would say that during my time here at EMU, I spent more time in the den hanging out, laughing, and joking with friends than sitting in the dorm room with my nose in the book. Now, this is not to say that I did not do my work because I'm standing here today. However, college to me was about meeting people from different backgrounds and walks of life. I have learned so much more through conversations with other people than sitting behind a computer writing a paper about how to make paper. It took me traveling to Turkey and being stuck on the side of a mountain to find this is how I truly felt. And I don't know if Linford's here, but he might kill me for this story, but I'm gonna tell it anyway. On this particular day, our GPS system broke, so we couldn't figure out which direction to go. Now, keep in mind that we're stuck on the side of a mountain in Turkey in the middle of nowhere. I was mad, angry, frustrated, and I was thirsty. How could EMU take 12 kids thousands of miles away to mountain climb? I honestly thought I was reaching my final hour. I said to myself, Lord, this can't possibly be my last resting place on the side of a mountain in Turkey in the middle of nowhere. I quickly began praying. I find it no coincidence that a sheep herder happened to be tending to his flock and crossed paths with us. I quickly tried using my communication skills with little Turkish that I knew to ask for help. Making a long story short, he took 2 to 3 hours out of his day, leaving the sheep unattended to lead 12 Americans to safety. Having traveled this route many times, the herder was far efficient than any electronic device could offer. And being the American I am, showing my wealth, I tried to compensate the man with money. Wanting no compensation for his generous act, he refused angrily. I did not understand why. A Christian man and a Muslim man found something in common that day: giving a helping hand to someone in need, no matter the faith or color. I was elated to get off that mountain safe and on level ground. I wanted to give him something. So I took off my hat, my favorite hat. I gave it to him. He was so elated that he gave me his hat. So somewhere in Turkey, a man is wearing an EMU Royals hat. I say this because I will always keep this hat to remind me that life is too short. I find it no coincidence that God placed me here at EMU. I probably never would have had the opportunity to travel to the beautiful countries of Turkey, Greece, and in less than 48 hours, Germany. Class of 08, let's not take life for granted. Let's not get caught up focusing all of our time on our professions and endeavors. Let's not become lovers of money. Let's not become so driven that we lose focus on the important things in life. However, let's slow down and enjoy the conversation of a good friend. Giving a helping hand to someone else in need. I believe if we live by that code, we can accomplish things far greater than we can imagine. I conclude with this quote. The future is unknown. The past can't be changed. Consider today a gift. That's why they call it the present. Class of 08, stand up. Let's go. We made it. Let's go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is indeed my honor to address all of you today as a representative of EMU's Adult Degree Completion Program. Not only is it an honor to be speaking to you, but it is also a privilege to have attended this university and to have the classmates that I had to help me get through and give me the inspiration to complete this course of study. Learning in a classroom environment is always a challenge, no matter what your age. But waiting until you've entered the workforce, gotten married, had children, and have a full-time job to complete your degree is a special kind of challenge. The level of commitment and devotion this takes is a compliment to those that accomplish this monumental task. As an adult learner, you realize the challenges before you begin, so this is no casual undertaking. For instance, there are two members of my cohort that drive about 90 minutes each way to attend every class, study group, or conference with a teacher. One of my classmates was with child at the beginning of the program. She was so devoted to this goal that she had her baby and was back in the classroom in a couple of weeks. We've had classmates that have endured hardship and family tragedy, and never once did they lose their focus. Don't get me wrong. Some of them thought of quitting, but they didn't. They overcame every obstacle and persevered through every crisis. Not to say that all our experiences were smooth sailing. On occasion, personality conflicts arose, and there were times that we thought our experiment was going to fly apart at the wheels, but it didn't. We used those events to form a tighter bond and learn together. We found common ground where some of us thought none existed. Our conversations in class have been profound and thought-provoking. Too many times in a classroom setting, the conversations stray away from the topic of study. Not so in our class, not with these people. We not only have learned from the faculty who specializes in teaching adult learners, but from each other and our experiences in life. The theories and philosophies that were taught to us in class are merely reinforcement for our life lessons and have given our experiences voice. An application to some concepts we already knew, but did not know how to use. Our instructors have patiently endured what we thought were tangential conversations, only to have us discover the valuable intellectual discoveries that lay at the end. The occasional wrong statement would spark an impassioned response that would then enlighten us through a more thorough discussion of the real issue. Had we just been told what to think in a lecture, we most likely would have noted it and went on. But we found, through much trial and error, that the first law of communication is to expect miscommunication. My personal path seems to have come full circle. 2 decades ago, I sat in a spacious room with hundreds of other freshmen at another institution of higher learning. We all sat there intimidated and apprehensive about beginning a new phase in our young lives. We were told to look to our left and look to our right. One of these people would not be graduating. Perhaps a bit pessimistic, but possibly prophetic and accurate nonetheless. However, a better way to put it might have been, look to your left and look to your right. One of these people will need your help along the way. Now look at the person sitting in your seat. That person will be all the better for it. I want to convey my gratitude to the families, faculty, and friends for all of your sacrifices to our education. Without your unending support, we could not walk across this stage today. Thank you all, and I wish the best to each of you as you proceed on your journey from this point on.
Welcome, all of you, to this, our graduation day. To my fellow colleagues and friends, congratulations. The day has finally come. I don't know about you, but I can't say that I'll miss coming home after a long day of work to glue my eyes to a computer screen all evening to fine-tune my reference page, or constantly feel the weight of assignments hanging over me like a dark cloud. Not that those assignments weren't pure joy. I also can't say that I'll miss all-day classes during my weekend, when I would have preferred to be out with friends late on a Friday night, or out and about on a bright and sunny Saturday. No, I surely will not miss those things. However, as we so often do with our blessings here in America, I do not want to miss out on recognizing the gift of all the incredible educational opportunities I have had throughout my life. From elementary school straight through to this day, I have been blessed to overflowing with teachers and professors who have guided me and encouraged me and inspired me. One of the most valuable aspects of my graduate studies at EMU was the commitment to making classwork and assignments flexible enough to be practical within each person's unique context. Faculty and staff, I commend you for making that more than a buzz line in a brochure. This was especially important to me during the years I was living and teaching in Cairo, Egypt, at an Egyptian-owned private school with an American curriculum. On my many summers back to the States in between school years, I took courses that enhanced and added to my understanding of the nuances of teaching a child how to read a new language who is simultaneously learning how to speak that new language. Definitely challenging, but incredibly rewarding. And I thank EMU for not just accommodating my studies seven time zones away, but recognizing the gift of that and even celebrating with me my decision to live and work in a culture not my own. As I poured myself into my teaching and loved on my students, what I received and the way my life was enriched by the Egyptians I met and taught felt much more like a blessing to me than anything else. Although I taught my sweet first graders about math and reading and writing, they taught me about another way to see the world and experience life. I became aware of things I had never noticed before and was forced to examine and re-examine my own culture in contrast with the welcoming culture in which I was living and working. And so it is from this vantage point that I challenge you. I challenge us with words from Luke 12. I encourage you to read it later today in context, and specifically with words from the parable of many talents. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. In the context of the world and history and people that struggle every day for what we take for granted, we have indeed been entrusted with much, and so much more will be asked. Use your talents wisely, and not for what you can get back, but for what you can give to your God and your neighbor. Thank you.
Thank you to each of you for your perspectives. You can read a more detailed biographical sketch of this year's commencement speaker in the program booklet. But let me offer a more personal introduction. Dr. Burl Brubaker is retiring from the role of provost after serving Eastern Mennonite University in various capacities for the past 37 years. Burl came to Eastern Mennonite in 1970 to teach nursing. Prior to her first teaching assignment, she attended EMC for 2 years, then earned a Bachelor of Science degree in nursing from the University of Pennsylvania, and later a Doctor of Science in nursing from the University of Alabama. In addition to serving the nursing department as a faculty member and as chair, Dr. Brubaker later served as Vice President for Enrollment, as Interim President, and for the past 8 years as Provost. In that role as Provost, Burrell is also the Chief Academic Officer of the university, and numerous administrative units have reported to her. And in some ways, she has served as an Associate President, though we don't have such a term in academia. I've been blessed to have had the benefit of her wisdom, her understanding of the university and the church, and her years of experience upon which to draw. Please welcome Dr. Burrell Brubaker as she addresses us on the theme, A Metaphor for Remembering.
President Schwarzendruber, Dean Morris, faculty and staff, graduates of the class of 2008, parents and friends. Today is, as they say, my swan song, my last opportunity to express what I want to say to the student body at EMU. Actually, I only have you graduates as the others have gone home. And it's probably too late for you. If you haven't gotten it yet, you probably aren't going to get it. Now, I've learned a few things in my 37 years at EMU. Among the things I've learned in listening to almost 37 commencement speeches is that you graduates have only one wish. That is, that I would hurry up and sit down. Maybe that was a confession. I know that all you care about today is what comes after my speech. But try to understand my dilemma. Commencement speakers are supposed to say really important things, things you graduates will remember the rest of your lives. After all, this is the last chance to send you forth ready to meet the world. So here's the deal I'll make with you. Give me just 10, well, maybe 15, minutes to try to make a memory, one last reinforcement of your EMU education. Then we'll let you walk across this stage to pick up your coveted diploma, or, if the truth be told, to revel in the coveted serenade by your friends and family. Come with me to a city called Isfahan in the country of Iran, once the capital city of that country when it was known as Persia. Picture in your imagination a rose-colored stone bridge called the Kaju Bridge, built by Shah Abbas II in the 17th century. Picture that rose-colored stone beautifully hewn into 23 arches and spanning almost 1,000 feet across the Zayanda River. The upper level of the bridge allowed yesterday's carts to cross the river, while the lower level provides welcome shade from the desert sun for pedestrian strollers of every era. The locks under the arches on the lower level of the bridge water the many gardens upstream when they close to raise the river level. The lights emanating from the arch openings at night create a spectacular display often captured by amateur photographers. That bridge links the Kaju, or Armenian quarter, with the Zoroastrian quarter of the city, two different religious groups linked by solid stone. Or come with me to Bosnia-Herzegovina and the site of the Stari Most, also known as the Old Bridge. The bridge, constructed as one great arch of pale limestone, was built in the 16th century to connect two parts of the city of Mostar, a city that links the Adriatic Sea with cities throughout this ethnically diverse region. Thus, the bridge itself became a symbol of multiculturalism. In November 1993, Croatian forces in a bitter ethnic war deliberately targeted this enduring symbol to destroy the link between Bosnian-held territory on opposite sides of the river. But the international community rebuilt the bridge as a symbol of peace and ethnic harmony, with the original stones salvaged from the river and new stones mined from the original quarry. And the warring goes on. In northern Baghdad, until April 2007, the 75-year-old Al-Sarafia Bridge, built by the British, spanned the Tigris River. Iraqis were proud of this monument and at least eight other bridges linking Shiites, Sunnis, Kurds, and Christians. Last April, insurgents, or some said occupying forces, blew up the Sarafia Bridge, sending cars into the river and killing at least 10 people, in order, in the eyes of many, to split the city into a Shiite East Bank and a Sunni West Bank. In August 2007, an eight-lane steel bridge in downtown Minneapolis collapsed during evening rush hour traffic, hurling innocent commuters into the Mississippi River. 13 people died. A design error may have contributed to the bridge's collapse. Or was it failure to provide maintenance? Bridge building, creating structures to overcome obstacles to cross and link opposite banks. Bridges, constructions built with utmost care, painstaking calculations, because when they collapse, people die and worlds fall apart. Over the centuries, humans have created ever more diverse, more daring constructions, sometimes discovering safer bridge designs, sometimes pushing technology beyond its limits to please aesthetic sensibilities. Occasionally, the workers have become careless and ignored the designer's exacting specifications. Bridges, beautiful, utilitarian constructions of the human mind, hand, and heart, when they fail, terrible things happen. If you will, consider these bridge images as metaphor. As you graduate from EMU today, a few of you will no doubt go on to become bridge builders of bridges of wood, metal, and stone. Many others of you will become teachers, nurses, doctors, administrators, business owners or workers, counselors, social workers, mediators, pastors, historians, musicians, artists, actors, scientists, you name it. Many different names for how you will spend your working life, but could there be a common thread? Might you all become bridge builders? I don't need to tell you that we live in a world of broken connections, a world that thinks black versus white, a world that assumes that my religion is right and yours is wrong, a world where the workplace is full of tension. We probably don't need our conflict transformation graduates to remind us that conflict is pretty much going to be the name of the game, or our Bible profs to suggest that human beings are flawed from the start, or biologists to remind us that creatures compete for resources in the natural world that we humans also inhabit. EMU graduates have been building bridges in this contentious and competitive world for 90 years since the founding of the school in 1917. Come with me to visit a few of them. After she graduated in 1996, Jessica King began a term of service in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where she joined John and Melanica Stalwart. Every day, Jessica walked by an abandoned stone, gray stone church, once ornate, now a wreck and home mostly to pigeons. Jessica credits her EMU cross-cultural experience in the poor ghetto of Abidjan in Africa for enabling her to handle the truth, even though it's often terribly difficult. "But I can also dream dreams of hope," she said. And so in her imagination, she saw a restored church that would gather in a community and provide a place where people could have conversations about things that matter. For instance, how to stop racism in their neighborhoods. Jessica became the founding board chair of Union Project and later its executive director. Over $1 million and many volunteer hours later, a once blighted property was hosting stained glass restoration classes and theater productions. Union Project's aim is to bring culturally and socially diverse neighbors together for work and play. By fostering constructive relationships among neighbors, Union Project aims to reconcile people with each other. Pittsburgh Mayor Luke Ravenstahl commented, "The Union Project is a great example of how the people of a community, though culturally and socially diverse, can come together to make positive change." Today, you can go on the web and see what is happening this week in this beautifully restored place they call Union Project. Similarly, in London, England, another alumnus, Sharon Niss, works for an organization called Bridge Builders, begun in 1994 in order to reconcile disputing neighbors, and today offering seminars in peace building. Apparently, more than one organization has the name Bridge Builders, and EMU graduates are not alone in these efforts. In Memphis, Tennessee, another organization called Bridge Builders turned 20 years old in 2008. It began in two high schools and spread to 50 schools in our southern states. Its mission is to develop a group of future leaders who will lay aside individual, social, economic, and cultural differences to work for the benefit of all. One of the most difficult challenges is reaching out to persons on the opposite side from us of what we're really passionate about, for instance, peace building. Alumnus Carolyn Schrock-Schenk realized that her passion for peace building as teacher of peace and justice at a sister Mennonite college was a sham if she couldn't relate personally to those who disagree. And so, after reading an op-ed piece by a mother of a soldier telling how letters in the local newspaper opposing the war in Afghanistan, where her son was serving, were hurtful to her, Carolyn contacted the woman and opened a conversation to seek common ground. This story is being repeated many times by our Conflict Transformation Program graduates who returned to the Middle East to reach across the huge religious barriers in that tortured land. Here on campus, we also are building bridges. The Conflict Transformation Program of this pacifist university, in an unlikely partnership, has created seminars that reach out to war veterans to heal the wounds of war. A new center to bring together people of the three Abrahamic traditions, Jewish, Christian, and Muslim, is under study for our campus. We dream of a small nucleus on this campus connecting to other similar centers around the world to create greater understanding and seek ways to live together peacefully. In the past year, members of EMU faculty, staff, and students have visited Iran, relating to the Iranian people as friends rather than enemies, embracing respectful dialogue rather than hostile confrontation. Here at EMU, we believe our call is not merely to lay aside differences, but rather to build bridges across differences, to make connections that foster relationships in which people learn to value the other. We can fight over our differences, keep our distances, or figure out how to live within, alongside, and across differences. Perhaps these stories are misleading. Perhaps they suggest that each of you should go out and create a special center for mediation and peace building. Yes, that would be good. But many of you will not do that. Instead, you will work in existing churches and schools, in hospitals, offices, businesses, and social service agencies. There, on a daily basis, you will meet differences, experience conflicts, and face choices. Choices to nurse the divides or build bridges across differences. These stories we will likely never hear because they are too mundane, too much a part of everyday work life. A person who risks acknowledging differences with a colleague. An office that risks truth-telling in a setting of mediation. Two people whose personality differences create inevitable conflict, but who choose to learn to value each other. Professions who try to cross the barriers created by their in-house lingo. Persons who reach between high and low jobs on a campus. It's not just about creating union projects or mediating organizations, though some of you will do that. It's often about working toward reconciliation in ordinary places where we meet conflict and differences daily. Let's not be naive. Building bridges is not easy. How do we talk to people of other religious faiths? How can we cross the deep, wide, gorges between different racial, ethnic, or gender groups, or even between or within different offices, departments, and peer groups on a campus? How do we resist the forces that encourage polarization, even churches that often care more about maintaining purity than crossing divides? Nor am I advocating that we give up deeply held values or theological beliefs. Some may disagree with what I've advocated today. They may say we should persuade others to come to our side, to convert to our religious traditions, our convictions, our values. But if we are to ever share our beliefs and values, we must first build a bridge and find some common ground on which we can firmly stand above the swirling waters below. This vocation of bridge building, both art and science, surely requires all the gifts God's Spirit enables in us. Kindness, even when we feel exasperated. Gentleness with others and ourselves when we fail to be all that we wish. Careful discernment to know when to give up old cherished ideas. Endurance, so the bridge doesn't collapse. Like builders of stone arches and steel girders, building enduring interpersonal bridges demands painstaking calculations and maintenance over time, pushing the limits and taking risks, but never tolerating carelessness while implementing the great builder's design. For this is not our work. Oh, no. We, all of us, whatever our religious background, are the worker bees in God's work. As you graduate today, I invite you to take this EMU memory with you. If you would offer healing and hope in our diverse world, you must be about bridge building. Bridges, beautiful, utilitarian connections made by human minds, hands, and hearts. Picture thousands of EMU graduates reaching out in the workplace, in communities across this nation, reaching south of our border and across the ocean in the Middle East, Africa, and Southeast Asia, working at building bridges to accomplish our EMU vision, do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. To God be the glory. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Brubaker, for that address and a reminder to all of us to continue to be bridge builders. At this time, I'd like to invite the faculty and staff of EMU to please stand so the graduates and their families can thank you for making EMU the wonderful place that it is. Would the faculty and staff please stand? Thank you. Each year we invite one of the directors of a master's program to assist with the hooding for those who are receiving master's degrees, and this year it is Dr. David Glanzer, who is the director of the master's in counseling program. Apparently you have some fans. We will now proceed with the conferring of the degrees.
President Schwarzendruber, faculty, Board of Trustee Representatives, parents, family, and friends, I am honored to present the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, and the Master of Business Administration graduating classes of 2008 on this occasion of the 90th annual commencement of Eastern Mennonite University. We recognize the following persons: those who have completed requirements for the Master of Arts and Master of Business Administration degree April 2008. Those who will complete requirements for the Master of Arts and Master of Business Administration degree, summer or December 2008. Please stand for the conferring of degrees. President Schwarzendruber, on behalf of the Eastern Mennonite University faculty, I present these candidates for their degrees.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty of Eastern Mennonite University and upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, the Mennonite Education Agency, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, I confer upon each of you as presented the degrees of Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, Master of Arts in Counseling, Master of Arts in Education, and Master of Business Administration, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. We commission you to share the living faith which God has called you. With this degree, we further urge you to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. You may move your tassels from the right to the left. Please be seated.
I am honored to present the students who have completed the requirements for the graduate certificate in conflict transformation and the graduate certificate in peace building and conflict transformation in educational settings. Will you please stand?
Nothing like standing out in the crowd. On behalf of Eastern Mennonite University, I recognize you as presented for the intensive study and achievement in completing the requirements of the course prescribed and therefore award you the graduate certificate in conflict transformation. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called you. With this certificate, we further urge you to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. You may be seated.
President Schwarzendruber, faculty, Board of Trustee representatives, parents, family, friends, I am honored to present the graduating class of 2008 on this occasion of the 90th annual commencement of Eastern Mennonite University. We recognize the following groups: all who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree, December 2007. All who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, December 2007. All who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree, April 2008. All who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, April 2008. Those who will complete requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree, summer or December 2008. Those who will complete requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, summer or December 2008. Those who will complete requirements for the Certificate in Pastoral Ministry, summer 2008. Please stand for the conferring of the degrees. President Schwarzendruber, on behalf of the Eastern Mennonite University faculty, I present these candidates for their respective degrees.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty of Eastern Mennonite University, and upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, the Mennonite Education Agency, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, I confer upon each of you, as presented, the degrees of Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Science, Associate in Arts, and the Certificate in Pastoral Ministry, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. We commission you to serve the living faith to which God has called you. With this degree, we further urge you to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. You may move your tassels from right to left. And you may be seated.
And now, what you have been waiting for. Will the graduates prepare to come forward to receive your diplomas as I read your name? We will begin with the Master of Arts. Those not able to be here will be recognized in absentia, and please hold your applause until the end. We begin with the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, Lauren Adelaide Bachman, Catherine R. Bargan, Nadia Marie Bazzi in absentia, Brian J. Block in absentia, Michelle Brenneman, Michael J. Brown. Sokong Che. Hem Raj Dakal. Nariman N. Elias. Carol L. Grossman in absentia. Parwiz Hakim. Ala Hamdan. Valerie Motlalipula Helbert. Thaddeus David Hicks. Jill Kristen Landis Jaw in absentia. Nelson A. Katabula. Aaron Lyons. Alan Edward Marr. Dionisio Orojas Mendoza. Martha M. Munson. Ruba N. Musla. Fadi Rabia. Irene Safi Turner. Jacqueline M. Schock. Marie Jose L. Taya. Karamaga Wilson. Paul Marshall Yoder. Zay Newden. The graduate certificate in conflict transformation, Sarah Lee Martin Hoover in absentia. Shara L. Hostetter in absentia. Christopher L. Landis in absentia. Dan Hundo Marcella in absentia. Dr. Rebecca H. Meyer in absentia. Jane Swan in absentia. Brian Stephen Vaughn. And the Master of Arts in Counseling, Felicia Maria Aliano, Allison Brooke Dottridge, Courtney Hevner Davis, Wendy Hauser Gerlach, Catherine L. Higgins, Vera Maxwell Holder, Holly Shiflett Jansen, Amanda B. Judd, Candace Elizabeth Kincaid, George Maynard Knipe III, Jocelyn N. Pearson, Christina Nicole Plumley, Faith R. Purdy, Maria Joy Rodriguez, Carrie Ann Rogers, Pamela T. Roll, Shannon Paige Saunders, Jennifer Rebecca Storrs, Jacqueline N. Suderman, Helen R. Wright. Now the Master of Arts in Education, Carol Hetzer Barber, Ashley Blaine Bowman, Ann H. Brown in absentia, Donald K. Brubaker in absentia, Jacqueline Carr Bolano, Courtney Elizabeth Bushnell in absentia, Tanya Lynn Butler, Robin D. R. Chedwidden in absentia, Diane Ruth DiMeglio in absentia, Jennifer Lynn Idris, Mary Susanna Eck in absentia, Cheryl Annette Estep, Joan Haynes Franz in absentia, Angel Katrina Gibson in absentia, Jennifer Lynn Gilman in absentia, Sherry Hypes Hefner, Laura Jean Hess, Rachel Beth Hoover, Danielle Renee Jane in absentia, Marilyn Props Gerals, Jennifer Lynn Joka, Christy M. Cockle in absentia, Amanda Williams Knight, Philip J. Kozer in absentia, Tara Lawson Mason in absentia, Julianne Ellen Morris in absentia, Kimberly Hutchins Price, Daniel Andrew Reynolds in absentia, Jennifer Beth Sellers, Patricia A. Shelley in absentia, Mara Trent Costello Smith, Jana Lynn Stolzfus, Valerie Claire Stolzfus in absentia, Jacqueline A. Tallarico in absentia, Joseph L. Tallarico in absentia, Kenya K. Walker, Regina Lynn Wine. The graduate certificate in peace building and conflict transformation in educational settings, Robin D. R. Chedwidden in absentia. and now the Master of Business Administration, M. Joanne Lind, in absentia, Margaret Ann Duarte McIntyre, Amy Lynn Payne, Gakunzi Eve Senzara. Please join me in congratulating the graduates.
Some baccalaureate degree students will be graduating with academic honors today. You will find the designation of honors listed in the back of your commencement booklet. You ready? Now, will the undergraduate students please prepare to come forward to receive your diploma as I read your names. Isabel Castillo Saldivar, Social Work, magna cum laude. Esther M. Good, Social Work, minor in TESOL, magna cum laude, honors program in absentia. Janelle Marie Asensio, Liberal Arts in absentia. Melanie M. Bailey, Management and Organizational Development. Tracy N. Bailey, Management and Organizational Development. William A. Bailey, Management and Organizational Development. Elizabeth Joanne Berry, Nursing in absentia. Stephanie McWhorter Bartley, Nursing in absentia. Charles W. Bogger, Management and Organizational Development in absentia. Gina Yvonne Bondurant, Nursing cum laude. Patricia Maxine Dean, Nursing cum laude. Catherine Anisha David Dodson, Environmental Science cum laude in absentia. Michael Farrell, Management and Organizational Development. Ann McNulty Flynn, Management and Organizational Development in absentia. Tamala D. Geary, Management and Organizational Development. Sarah Elizabeth Gingrich, Nursing Cum Laude in absentia. Lawina J. Good, Management and Organizational Development, summa cum laude. Melanie Starr Heatwell, Nursing, magna cum laude in absentia. Eliezer Rivera Hernandez, Computer Science, minor in Mathematics. Kathy L. Hess, Nursing cum laude in absentia. Andrew G. Holloway, Management and Organizational Development. Amy Adair Huffer, Nursing, in absentia. Barbara Jenkins, Management and Organizational Development. David A. Kirby, Management and Organizational Development. Jeffrey Kirkland, Management and Organizational Development. Aaron W. Nicely, Management and Organizational Development in absentia. Tammy Lynn Legg, Nursing cum laude. Kimberly J. Martin, Nursing in absentia. Tina Louise Merrick, Management and Organizational Development cum laude. Elizabeth Hagee Morgan, Liberal Arts in absentia. Zachary Smith-Moitka, Nursing in absentia. Stephanie E. Nyer, Nursing in absentia. Tina Lapp Norris, Nursing in absentia. Yolanda M. Orbaugh, Management and Organizational Development cum laude. Kristen Harder Payne, Management and Organizational Development. Mallory Rose Plank, Nursing cum laude. Patrick Brian Puffenbarger, Management and Organizational Development. Candace L. Sandberg, Nursing in absentia. David S. Schmidt, Health and Physical Education, pre-12 licensure, minor in exercise science in absentia. Eugene William Sieber III, History and Social Science Secondary Education licensure in absentia. Reginald W. Slaughter, Management and Organizational Development. Rachel Eshelman Spots, Nursing cum laude. Cheryl L. Stephen, Nursing in absentia. Jessica Ann Elizabeth Stringfellow, Nursing in absentia. Brent Thomas Walbridge, Justice, Peace, and Conflict Studies. Ruth E. Wampler, Nursing cum laude in absentia. Charlotte May Ward, Nursing in absentia. Mallory Elizabeth Watson, Liberal Arts. Catherine Lynn Wenger, Nursing cum laude. Tyler J. Yoder, Mathematics, summa cum laude, Honors Program. Juanita S. Zaban, Management and Organizational Development, summa cum laude. Rosemary Delane Bertner, Education, Paraprofessional. Peggy Sue Carter, Education, Paraprofessional. Patricia Sly Collins, Education, Paraprofessional. Lisa Keplinger Emsweiler, Education, Paraprofessional. Michelle Lynn Garber, Education, Paraprofessional, in absentia. Marguerite C. Goetz, Education, Paraprofessional. Victoria Bogger Hensley, Education, Paraprofessional. Sherry M. Holloway, Education Paraprofessional. Tamala Channel Lawson, Education Paraprofessional. Amelia M. Rogers, Education Paraprofessional in absentia. Kelly Lynn Sawyer, Education Paraprofessional. Karen Sue C., Education Paraprofessional. Sheila Counts Shiflett, Education Paraprofessional. Ruth A. Sonnefrank, Education Paraprofessional. Sherry Toombs Swecker, Education Paraprofessional. Melinda Hammer Taylor, Education Paraprofessional. Elizabeth A. Yankee, Education Paraprofessional. Lars Andrew Jacob Okerson, Mathematics, Liberal Arts, minor in Spanish, magna cum laude, Honors Program, Cords of Distinction. Kara B. Black, Accounting. Kelly Jo Cullors, Psychology, minor in English, cum laude. Adam Joseph Diffenbaugh, Philosophy and Theology and Biblical Studies, cum laude. Angela Marie Dietzel, Elementary Education Licensure, Liberal Arts, minor in TESOL, magna cum laude. Andrew J. Dutcher, Environmental Science and International Agriculture, summa cum laude, Honors Program. Annie Elizabeth Dutcher, Applied Sociology and Justice, Peace, and Conflict Studies, minor in Spanish, magna cum laude. Erica Escalera, Early Education Licensure, Liberal Arts. Tamara Lynette Falco, Art, with a minor in Bible and Religion. Kara Suzanne Glick, Music, Pre-K-12 Licensure, Summa Cum Laude, Honors Program. Emmanuel Onditi Hagai, Biblical Studies in Absentia. Lee D. Hartman, History, minor in Business Administration. Rachel Dawn Hostetler, English, Summa Cum Laude. Jessica Lynn Hostetler, Liberal Arts, minor in Psychology, Summa Cum Laude, Honors Program. Brian Lee Kaufman, Secondary Education Licensure, History and Social Science. Marisa Elaine King, Spanish, minors in TESOL, Art, summa cum laude in absentia. Christopher David Lehman, English, Secondary Education Licensure, minor in Bible and Religion, summa cum laude. Pamela Marie Mandigo, Theater, cum laude. Roxanne Jennifer Martin, Elementary Education Licensure, Liberal Arts. Nicholas Stephen Meyer, Congregational and Youth Ministries, magna cum laude. Charity N. Miller, Spanish, pre-K-12 licensure, minor in TESOL, cum laude, Honors Program. Rachel Ann Miller, Liberal Arts, minors in German and TESOL, cum laude. Rachel May Miller, Elementary Education Licensure, Liberal Arts, summa cum laude, Honors Program. Patrick Aaron Monk, Culture, Religion, and Mission, summa cum laude. Peter Levi Nelson, Communication, minors in Mathematics and Theater, cum laude, Honors Program. Jessica Rose Newman, Communication, cum laude. Emmy Catherine Oda, Justice, Peace, and Conflict Studies, minor in Psychology, summa cum laude, Honors Program, Cords of Distinction. Ariel Claire Ressler, Justice, Peace, and Conflict Studies, minors in Spanish and Psychology, summa cum laude, Honors Program. Charlene A. Schoenhart, English, Secondary Education Licensure. Justin Mark Steiner, Spanish, minor in Business Administration, cum laude. Donovan Eugene Tan, English, minor in Church Music, summa cum laude, Honors Program. Hannah Emilia Yoder, English, minor in Psychology, cum laude. Lindsay Ellen Sessiger, English, summa cum laude. Daniel M. Akers, Psychology, cum laude. Lars Andrew Jacob Okerson, Mathematics, Liberal Arts, minor in Spanish, magna cum laude, Honors Program, Cords of Distinction. Molly L. Albright, Nursing in Absentia. Carrie Denise Anderson, Liberal Arts, minor in Psychology. Janet Marie Baker, Psychology. Jared A. Belinsky, Business Administration, minor in Account and Accounting, minor in Marketing. Benjamin Wayne Beitzel, Nursing, minor in Business Administration, Cords of Distinction. Michaela Nicole Handrich Bender, Art and Communication. Nathan Jared Benner, Mathematics and Computer Science, summa cum laude. Jessica L. Blair, Nursing. Laura Renee Bomberger, Business Administration, minor in Marketing, summa cum laude. Janice M. Brenneman, Nursing, cum laude in absentia. Daryl Ray Carter, Liberal Arts, minor in Psychology. Ilir Kalem Chela, Business Administration, minors in Finance, Mathematics, Marketing, and Physics. Charlene Elizabeth Day, Nursing. Tiffany Celeste Dellinger, Liberal Arts Special Education Licensure. Derek Robert Delp, Accounting, minor in Finance. Kazim Bayram Demai, Economics, minor in Finance. Melissa M. Fletcher, Biblical Studies. Casey Elizabeth Flora, Nursing. Ethan O. Fry, Liberal Arts. Jennifer Ann Falk, Early Education Licensure, Liberal Arts. Matthew Robert Garber, Nursing, minor in Bible and Religion, magna cum laude, Cords of Distinction. Heather L. Gerhart, Nursing in absentia. David Samuel Gish, Biology, minor in English. Jonathan E. Griffin, Accounting, minor in Finance. Michaela Renee Grimm, Psychology, minor in Sociology. Zodan Han, Computer Information Systems, in absentia. Lachelle Rose Hurst, Psychology, minors in Biology and Sociology, summa cum laude. Mitchell Scott Hustetter, Liberal Arts, minor in Psychology. Sarah Elizabeth Hurst, Early Education Licensure, Liberal Arts. Jameson Luke Jarvis, Recreation and Sport Leadership, minor in Business Administration. Angela Nicole Jewell, Nursing, minor in Spanish, summa cum laude. Sarah M. Jones, Biology, cum laude, Honors Program. Tara Monique Jones, Art with a minor in Business Administration. Deborah Sue Kaiser, Liberal Arts, Early Education Licensure, cum laude. Lisa Nicole King, Nursing, cum laude, Cords of Distinction. D. Jolene Kratz, Elementary Education Licensure, Liberal Arts, minor in History, summa cum laude. Ho-Yun Lee, Biochemistry, minor in Business Administration, Cords of Distinction. Shayla Huyard-Lehman, Liberal Arts. Elise Suzanne Litwiller, Biology, minor in Chemistry, magna cum laude. Braden A. Long, Business Administration, minor in Marketing. Joseph Edward Macon, Business Administration, minor in History and Marketing.
Congratulations, Joe.
Jessica Tara Martin, Liberal Arts. Robin Dawn Mast, Nursing, minor in Psychology, magna cum laude. Carrie M. Meyer, Nursing, magna cum laude in absentia. Jonathan D. Miller, Biology. Elizabeth A. Moser, Liberal Arts. Travis A. Moyers, Business Administration, Computer Information Systems. Amanda Nicole Musselman, Elementary Education Licensure, Liberal Arts. Raul E. Nwankwa, History and Psychology, magna cum laude, Cords of Distinction. Margaret Rose Parker, biology minors in chemistry and missions. Matthew Alexander Pearson, theater minors in music and Bible and religion. Rachel L. Penman, history minor in psychology, magna cum laude. Frances Catherine Pfister, nursing. Angela Jean Poulin, nursing. Kelly Renee Randall, nursing in absentia. Kimberly L. Resch, nursing in absentia. Dwayne Ringler, nursing in absentia. Cecilia F. Rosen, nursing. Juanita Cristanti Santosa, accounting minor in finance, cum laude. Laura R. Serre, nursing. Andrew Lee Schantz, liberal arts minor in history. Andrea N. Schellenberger, nursing. Ani Elizabeth Smucker, biology, minors in business administration, chemistry, summa cum laude, cords of distinction. Margaret Jane Southerington, culture, religion, and mission, minors in music and youth ministry, cum laude. Marcy Leanne Spori, nursing, cum laude. Christopher Starks, psychology. Julie Ann Stauffer, nursing, summa cum laude. Charity Joy Stutzman, social work, minors in psychology and sociology, cum laude. Matthew Dean Swartley, business administration, computer information systems, minor in accounting, summa cum laude, cords of distinction. Daniel Stephen Swigert, congregational and youth ministries, minor in psychology. David Matthew Taylor, biblical studies. Rebecca Sue Troyer, nursing. Christine Reimer Wagler, nursing and justice, peace, and conflict studies. Robert E. Weaver, nursing, magna cum laude in absentia. Jenny Marie Yeager, nursing. Benjamin Byler Yoder, health and physical education, pre-K-12 licensure, minors in coaching and exercise science, cum laude. Luke Andrew Yoder, business administration, minors in economics and finance. Nathaniel Mark E. Yoder, biology with a minor in chemistry. Christina Annette Zachariah, special education licensure, liberal arts. James D. Donner, STEP pastoral training in absentia. Kendall Kurtz, STEP pastoral training in absentia. J. Donald Martin, Jr., STEP pastoral training in absentia. John D. Meck, STEP pastoral training in absentia. Wendell Nadine Nault, STEP pastoral training in absentia. Cindy Reeser, STEP pastoral training in absentia. David E. Sensenig, STEP pastoral training in absentia. Katrina E. Alger, applied sociology and history, minors in biology and political studies, summa cum laude, honors program. Matthew Dean Allison, environmental science in absentia. Kelsey Lee Anderson, English and Spanish, cum laude. Aubrey Lynn Bauman, digital media, minor in business administration. Adam Clinton Brown, environmental science. Nicholas William Carl, Justice, Peace, and Conflict Studies, magna cum laude. Benita Castro, Spanish, minor in psychology. Anna Elizabeth Coleman, liberal arts, minor in business administration. Erin Elizabeth Conifrey, communication, in absentia. Tomasa Cruz, Spanish and applied sociology. James S. I., history and social science, in absentia. Anna Elizabeth Fajardo, Spanish, minor in biology, in absentia. Pascazi M. Gakunzi, social work. Megan Lynn Good, photography, minor in business administration. Brian Charles Hackman, social work. Daniel Clayton Horn, history, in absentia. Jesse Schusler Morris, liberal arts.
You are so bad.
Aaron Ray Murray, social work, cum laude. Darlie Kavushi Nandula, liberal arts, minor in French. Tazia Deborah Nandula, history. Rachel Leanne Nicewinder, art, pre-K 12 licensure. Mark Edward Pryor, history, minor in political studies. Corinne Joy Stauffer, liberal arts, minors in biology and psychology. John P. Stevens, justice, peace, and conflict studies, minor in history and social science. Nicholas Lee Stoddard, biblical studies, minor in justice, peace, and conflict studies. Latasha Crystal Trainum, biology. Derek D. Troyer, business administration. Raji Varghese, biology. Ingrid Christine Venderly, mathematics, secondary education licensure, minor in Spanish. Shari Ann Yoder, social work. Christopher Braden Yutzi, Spanish in absentia. Baida M. Aganifer, psychology. Sherry K. Airy, management and organizational development. Sheila Apia Asari, nursing. Chastity Rose Bowman, history and social science, minors in political studies and English. Sharon Cooley Brown, nursing in absentia. John Ellis Buhler, liberal arts. Kimberly A. Callahan, nursing in absentia. Jewel M. Campbell, nursing, cum laude in absentia. Marie J. Carnes, nursing in absentia. Josephine Stewart Carpenter, management and organizational development. Kimberly K. Chavis, nursing in absentia. Hoven R. Koblenz, biology. David Lee Craig, nursing in absentia. Elizabeth S. Croson, nursing in absentia. Amber Marie Degnault, psychology, minor in sociology. Jacqueline M. Day, business administration. Sunil Ravi Dick, communication. Kathleen M. Dolphin, nursing in absentia. Matthew Ryan Eshelman, Congregational and Youth Ministries, minor in business administration. Ginger S. Estes, management and organizational development. Karen W. Faltz, nursing. Rebecca Elizabeth Gant, social work. Arlene Gavitt, nursing in absentia. Matthew W. Hahn, management and organizational development. Alicia D. Hammer, management and organizational development, cum laude. Benjamin Todd Harmon, management and organizational development in absentia. John M. Helfers, applied sociology, digital media, summa cum laude. Brenda K. Hickson, nursing cum laude in absentia. Kaylin Ford Hostetler, liberal arts, minors in business administration and psychology. Alfred Douglas Hoag III, management and organizational development. Brenda Ann Hush, management and organizational development. Julie Wilcox Jackson, management and organizational development, cum laude. Ann Jenkins, nursing cum laude in absentia. Michael Keats, management and organizational development. Cheryl A. Keener, management and organizational development. Christy L. Keller, nursing in absentia. Bradley Scott Kolb, camping, recreation, and outdoor ministry, minor in Bible and religion, cum laude. Deanna Lucas Lamb, nursing in absentia. Emily Michelle Lamb, liberal arts, special education licensure, minor in psychology, in absentia. Olivia V. Thong Lay, nursing. Josh Ryan Leinbach, health and physical education, pre-K-12 licensure, minors in coaching and exercise science. Jared C. Lyons, communication, cards of distinction.
Thank you.
Tammy Renee Madigan, nursing in absentia. Joshua Paul Mann, business administration. Karina Joy Martin, liberal arts, summa cum laude, honors program in absentia. Rebecca S. Martin, nursing in absentia. Jerome Irvin Martinez, biology. Margaret Ann Meeks, nursing. Lauren Elizabeth Michael, recreation and sport leadership, minors in coaching, exercise science, and business administration. Donna L. Milburn, nursing in absentia. Courtney Elena Miller, liberal arts. Christina L. Mills, nursing in absentia. Darlene Anita Mitchell, management and organizational development. Joseph H. Morris, management and organizational development. Victoria Swarthout Morris, nursing cum laude in absentia. Dawn Murr Davidson, nursing in absentia. Heather Elise Myers, congregational and youth ministries, cum laude. Elizabeth Ann Noctical, social work, summa cum laude. Sage A. Olnick, nursing in absentia. Bradley James Parks, business administration, minors in economics and psychology, magna cum laude. Lori L. Parks, nursing, summa cum laude in absentia. Lindsay Nicole Philpott, nursing, magna cum laude in absentia. Elizabeth Dawn Pickett, early education licensure, liberal arts. David Jonathan Palm, psychology, minor in biology. Dana Nicole Powell, recreation and sport leadership, minors in business administration, coaching, and exercise science. Rhonda K. Price, nursing cum laude, in absentia. Janice Randolph, nursing in absentia. Jennifer Elizabeth Raleigh, management and organizational development. Holly Marie Rodenizer, management and organizational development. Stacy Rice, nursing in absentia. Jody Beasley Riddle, management and organizational development. Jennifer M. Reimert, nursing. Robert M. Rinker, the second, nursing in absentia. Vanessa E. Robison, management and organizational development. Paul W. Rutt, computer information systems, minor in marketing. Praise P. Samuel, nursing. Bethany Shank, nursing, summa cum laude in absentia. Patricia H. Slagle, nursing, cum laude in absentia. Adam Tobias Schmid, nursing. Haley Danielle Shepherd, history and psychology. Melissa Corinne Sykes, nursing. Rebecca Ann Slack, communication. Carmen Ann Sluko, nursing, summa cum laude in absentia. Denise Spade, nursing in absentia. Kimberly A. Stottinger, nursing. Catherine N. Stewart, elementary education licensure, liberal arts. Sarah B. Swar, liberal arts in absentia. Kristen Marie Swartley, music and liberal arts, minor in psychology, summa cum laude honors program. Kimbra D. Thomas, nursing cum laude in absentia. Linda May Pangilinan Torres, nursing in absentia. Deshae Devon Turner, psychology, minor in sociology. Rebecca J. Underwood, nursing in absentia. Natasha Ray Viafora, recreation and sport leadership, minors in business administration and coaching. Miranda Marie White, liberal arts. Aaron Francis Yoder, psychology, minor in biology. Mark Percy Yoder, liberal arts, minors in business administration and communication. Andrea Lynn Zielinski, culture, religion, and mission. Joseph Brandon Zolman, recreation and sport leadership, minor in business administration. Please join me in congratulating all these recipients of the Associate of Arts, Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Science, and Certificate in Pastoral Ministries.
As faculty and staff, it has been our privilege to walk with you, our graduates of 2008. We are painfully aware that our best efforts have sometimes fallen short of our own expectations, and where we have failed, we ask your forgiveness. Go from this place with our blessings and prayers. Go forth keeping your eyes on the goal to which you are called. Chester L. Wanger is the son of the late A.D. Wanger, second president of the Eastern Mennonite School, A.D. Wenger was involved with the founding of what has become known as Eastern Mennonite University. Chester is the only surviving child of A.D. and Anna May, one of seven siblings. And just as his father did, Chester served the church in a variety of significant roles, including 17 years as a missionary in Ethiopia, founder and director of a Bible Academy now known as the M.K. College, director of home ministries at Eastern Mennonite Missions, a pastor, a trustee at Eastern Mennonite University, a member of the executive committee for many years. The roots of the Wenger family are deep in this institution. Chester and his wife, Sarah Jane, sent all eight of their children to EMU, and six of their spouses are EMU alums. Eight grandchildren have or are attending EMU. Their daughter, Dr. Sarah Wenger Schenck, serves as Associate Dean of the Seminary. A son-in-law, Dr. Gerald Schenck, is a seminary faculty member. And another son, Dr. Mark Wenger, is the Director of the Pastoral Studies at EMU's Lancaster campus. Chester has three degrees from this institution, from the high school, from the junior college, and a Bachelor of Theology degree prior to receiving an MDiv from Union Theological Seminary in Richmond, Virginia. He also has a bachelor's degree from Bridgewater College prior to the time when EMC offered a four-year degree. He first came to this campus, as he remembers, at the age of three with his father when he brought him along on a visit, and he believes that his older sister Mary was then in attendance. And years later, his mother graduated from a two-year Bible course here. There is one more reason that we invited Chester to offer the prayer of blessing for this year's graduates. EMU is 90 years old this year. Chester celebrated his 90th birthday on April 10. Please give him a warm birthday greeting as we welcome him to offer the prayer of blessing. Following the prayer, the faculty and graduates will recess to the lawn above the fountain. Following the recessional, the audience is dismissed. Brother Chester, blessings.
What a day of celebration and happiness. Let's remember our God in prayer and thanksgiving. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we worship you. We thank you for the beautiful world you have created, for us to enjoy it and to care for it, and for this wonderful day of salvation, of celebration. You have showered us with bountiful blessings beyond our imagining. We thank you, God, for the 90 years of life you have given to Eastern Mennonite University. In giving birth to this institution, its leaders chose the motto, "Thy Word is Truth." They set out to prepare students who would build their lives on the truth that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you for the way you have empowered the graduates for many years to share the goodness of your salvation to their neighbors, both near and far. God, I thank you also for the same 90 years you've given me to see this institution grow from its infancy. I studied here for 9 years. 90 years seems for today's graduates a long, long time. But for you, it is but a moment. Thank you for the privilege I have had to know all eight of this school's presidents and numerous faculty and students who have come and gone. You have helped our school through financial struggles, the Great Depression, fires, failures, tragic deaths, criticisms, radical changes in society and in church traditions, and you have given many victories and celebrations. And if it is your will for EMU to continue for another 90 years, we know you will provide every need. For all of these, we thank you, God. Bless these graduates with a strong faith, an unwavering love in Jesus, and a sincere hope for the world. Enable each one of them to refrain from destructive behavior that harms your creation and destroys life. Empower them, God, to take the gospel of peace to men, women, and children all over this world. Grant them the Holy Spirit power to heal, to teach, and to set captives free. The grace to be faithful witnesses for Christ Jesus wherever you lead them. And may all glory be yours in heaven, the one to whom we live, in whom we live and move and have our being. Amen.